That was the sound of John Williams on Bray Hill on the quickest ever lap of the TT course in the 1976 Senior TT, a race that was to prove one of the most dramatic ever. There were mixed weather conditions for the TT in the Isle of Man in 1976, but there were record crowds, there were record race and lap speeds, and a great week's motorcycle racing once again. But now, that senior race. As the seconds ticked away, everyone looked for a titanic struggle between Mick Grant, Kawasaki, number one, and John Williams, Suzuki, number two. This is how they started.
And down, and away they go, and just listen to the sound of these machines. That was Mick Grant and John Williams. Now, Chas Mortimer, a quick start for him, and Billy Guthrie is away there too. Billy finished third in the junior. Now we have numbers five and six. This is Steve Tonkin and Jeff Barry. Now number seven, Charlie Williams, and number eight, Alex George. That's the sound of Charlie Williams. Alex George having a longer push. Now we have number 9 and 10. This is Tony Rutter. Tony Rutter and Les Kenny.
By Ballacrane on lap 1, John Williams was first on the road.
And perfect timing. Here he is, number 2. John Williams cranks the big Suzuki into the corner now. Wriggles a little bit at the back end. And he's away. He's away up towards Bellister. And number 1, Mick Grant, comes into view now. Braking hard. He cranks into the corner. Over goes the big Kawasaki. Mick trying very hard, but already here at Ballacrane, John Williams has opened up a gap of 12 seconds as number three, Charlie Mortimer goes through, riding again very, very steady. Two wins already this week, and the roads are completely clear now as I speak. Another machine comes hurtling round from the Hawthorns. Front forks dip on the braking. It's number four, Billy Guthrie. Billy, who had such a fantastic ride earlier this week also. Number six goes into the corner. Number six being, of course, Jeff Barry.
He led Tom Herron by 17 seconds at Balaf, but there was also drama.
Here's number one, Mick Grant, just glances over his left shoulder on the approach, and Mick Grant is stopping at Balaf Bridge. Trouble for Mick Grant as number three, Charles Mortimer, goes through in good style. Mick Grant, number one, is stopping at Balaf Bridge with some sort of mechanical trouble. The rider is perfectly okay. Here is number four, Billy Guthrie. Over the bridge he goes, followed by number seven, Charlie Williams. A tremendous leap from him. Charlie is trying hard. Here's number six, Jeff Barry. A smooth excursion over the bridge by Jeff Barry. Sixth in this race last year and riding under number six today. Well, we hope to bring you news of Mick Grant, and I'm told that he has in fact proceeded from Balaf. He went out of our sight. We have very restricted view past the actual commentary point. Here are three more, 12, 10 and 9. Tony Rutter is there. And number 15, Tom Herron, is through, well in touch with the earlier starters. So the all in...
By the bungalow on lap 1, John Williams was way out on his own.
Moves into the bungalow bend over the railway lines. Let's hear it. And there's the sound of the 500 Suzuki. And he's got the road to himself. I'm not sure whether another bike has been sighted around the veranda yet, but John Williams is well on his way.
And he was really increasing his lead over the second place man, Tom Herron.
Number 6, number 12. They're as close as that. Jeff Barry. There goes number 15. And number 1. Number 9, that's Tony Rutter, and the bike's starting to come through now. So we have 6 leading that particular batch of riders. Number 12...
And so to the finish of lap 1, and a record lap from her standing start.
Well, the light's been on for some little while, the watches are poised. 20 minutes 48.8 is the lap record, and here's John Williams now. Listen to this. Oh, yeah. And that looks as if it's a lap record from a standing start of 20 minutes, 26.2 seconds on our unofficial timing. 20 minutes, 26.2 on our unofficial timing. A lap record from a standing start. And number three, I can tell you, is now just indicated as being at signpost corner.
So. And that opening lap was at a speed of 110.71 miles an hour. But what was his lead over Tom Herron at the end of this lap?
Number 12 it is, number 12. That's Stan Woods on the Suzuki. There's Tom Herron, and Tom Herron comes past here 1 minute and 53 seconds. And there's a rare old scrap there. Mick Grant leading two riders through. I was saying 1 minute and 53 seconds was the time difference at the end of the first lap. Subtract the 1 minute and 10 seconds, so it's a 43-second lead for John Williams over Tom Herron.
Lap 2 was destined to be the quickest ever by John Williams. We follow him round, firstly at Quarter Bridge. And now 7.5 miles out at Ballacrane.
You're quite right, Peter. As you speak, he goes round the right-hander here at Ballacrane, uses every inch of the road, looks completely relaxed, and he has arrived from the start to Ballacrane in 3 minutes, 42 and a half seconds. Now, at the moment, we can only work that out on our table as being somewhere in the region of about 120 mile an hour average from the start to here. Now, when you take into consideration that you've got the bottom gear...
And the Suzuki sounded fine as John Williams swept it through Parliament Square. And on to almost the highest point on the course, the bungalow.
And here he is. Here he is, the leader on the roads and in the race. John Williams, second last year, determined it would seem to go one better in this year's senior TT. Well on his way now and sounding beautiful.
And completing that ultra-fast circuit.
And here is number two, John Williams. Listen to the Suzuki. And I make that an unofficial time of, believe it or not, 20 minutes and 9 seconds. 20 minutes and 9 seconds. Well, what can you say? 20 minutes and 9 seconds, certainly, I think we've got a chart that will go up that high for speeds. 20 minutes and 9 seconds is certainly 111, 112 miles an hour. Well, 20 minutes 13 is exactly 112 miles an hour on our chart, so he's over 112 miles an hour. And what a flyer that is. 20 minutes and 9 seconds. Certainly a fantastic lap there indeed, and what more can you say? Number three, we noticed...
And John Williams' record was confirmed at 20 minutes 9.8, 112.27 miles an hour. His main rival, Mick Grant, however, was destined to retire at the end of this lap. Meantime, Irishman Tom Herron was maintaining his second place. Here he is at Balaff Bridge on lap three.
Here's the first of them, and it is number 15, Tom Herron, changing down, banks it over, takes to the air, down again, and winds that twist grip on hard and accelerates out of the village 1 minute and 57 seconds behind John Williams. Timing is somewhat easier than it usually is, with John Williams starting at zero, and the others, of course, are that much behind him, less their starting interval. And it's 1 minute and 57 seconds now between John Williams and Tom Herron. Here's Billy Guthrie.
And in close company with other machines in Ramsey's Parliament Square. And so to half distance with John Williams in for his pit stop and a lead over Tom Herron of 1 minute 24.2 seconds.
Look up the road, the first glimpse we'll get of him. And here he is, the race leader, John Williams. Well, if it is, yes. He came very, very slowly. Number two, John Williams. Slowing down now at his pit. He nods. He came rather slowly down there. The scrutiny is once again checking. John Williams just sitting astride that machine. Petrol has been poured in. The extra fuel in the rear tank. Just looking down both sides of the machine. John Williams there with his red, white and black leathers. Visor back on. Just checking the rear of the machine. He's given the okay. Everything all right. Pushing now, and a very, very heavy machine indeed it is. We will it to fire. It does indeed. The pit stop is completed, and we make it that unofficially on our clock, that lap was 21 minutes 16.6. 21 minutes 16.6 seconds.
Two newcomers, Takezumi Katayama and John Eckerold, were putting up tremendous performances and holding first 12 places with laps at 100 mile an hour plus. Let's hear them at Balaf on lap 4. Firstly, Katayama.
We're waiting now for number 17, Takezumi Katayama, who is 25 years old, and he's a bit of a rock singing star as well as racing motorcyclist, and he takes his guitar all round the meetings with him all over Europe as well. He's quite a star in his own right, this chap. It may be his first time here, but it's by no means his first time in World Championship races. Here he is, right on cue, number 17. And away he goes, the Yamaha sounding good, and as I told you earlier, he got ninth in the junior on Monday with a silver replica. He was fourth in the World Championship in 1974, and then he had a year back in Japan in 75, and he's come back into the fray again this year.
And now the South African John Eckerold, also at Balaf Bridge.
Here's 26, John Eckerold. 23, 22 and 25, all in that order and that quickly. Roger Nichols, John Whedon and Ian Richards. And they're really having a scrap between themselves. Number 20, Eddie Roberts, watching the action from a safe distance. And he's followed by number 6, Jeff Barry.
And now on to lap 5, Tom Herron at Ballacrane.
Another rider coming into view now. I let you hear the machine. It's Tom Herron. Number 15, Tom Herron, going through looking very, very confident. What a beautiful line he has around this corner. He goes right out to the straw bale, the knee flicks a little as he hooks it up into fourth gear or fifth gear as he goes away out of the corner. And Pat O'Hanlon, my timekeeper, has told me that Tom at the moment is 2 minutes and 4 seconds behind John Williams. Tom Herron, number 15, lying second in the 500 senior race at the moment, 2 minutes, 4 seconds behind John Williams, and with no other riders in sight here at Ballacrane. Back to you, Peter.
And now the leader, John Williams, at Balaf Bridge.
Well, here is a man who's going to get 15 points towards it. It's John Williams. Over he goes. Hangs out of that machine as he cranks it to the right, very fast indeed, and he's over Balaf Bridge and on his way towards Ramsey on lap 5. 15 points to the winner, and of course, there's also the small sum of £1,000 hanging on the result of this race as well.
With John Williams way out in front, Tom Herron had been relegated to third place as he plunged down Bray Hill for the sixth and final time. But John Williams was very fast at Ballacrane.
It is indeed number 2. He cranks the big Suzuki over, knee out, very steady, and he's still gone from the start to us in 3 minutes 49 seconds. What a fantastic performance as John Williams goes through. Number 77 now in view. Number 77 goes...
And also at Balaf Bridge for the sixth and final time.
We can hear the machine howling its way through from Bishop's Court. And this is the leader now, number two. The yellow number plate, red and white leathers, and over he goes, and through the village as quick as a flash, and we can hear him accelerating up through the gears and away towards Sulby. Our visibility from this point is rather restricted. We don't see the machines until...
But the first hint of drama came as he passed the bungalow.
And not going as usual. No, he's shaking his head. He's shaking his head. And his hand's going out. And I don't think it's a wave either. Shaking his head and pointing to his engine. Well, he's negotiated the pull up from Ramsey all right. Or should we say he's got here anyway. And he's going very, very slowly indeed. Well, certainly slow for John Williams, put it that way.
The indication light from signpost corner came on, but Williams was overdue at the finish.
The watchers ticking away. And number two is pushing in, I'm told. I've just been handed the information that number two, John Williams, is pushing in from Governor's Bridge. Now we have real drama at the end of the race. John Williams, number two, is reported to be pushing in from Governor's Bridge. Ian Richards and Tom Heron are through the bungalow. 2 seconds separating them. They think they're fighting for second and third place. Could it be first place that they're fighting for? That's a very, very heavy machine John Williams has to push. We noticed that particularly as he left here at the end of a pit stop. It's a very heavy machine. Number four, Billy Guthrie, is through signpost corner. We're looking for the first sight of number two. I can't see him as yet, and our view goes quite a long way up there. The photographers are dashing up there now to take the pictures, the dramatic pictures that you'll see in tomorrow's papers. Activity here, I've never seen anything like it. We're waiting for a glimpse. I'm sure everybody here at the grandstand was willing that machine to be push that little bit quicker. We're still looking. I can't see a sign of him as yet, and if it depends if he had to push it out of that dip. That is a very, very heavy machine after six laps, and here's Billy Guthrie, number four. And I can tell you that Tom Heron is through. There's number four. Billy Guthrie has finished first in the race, not first overall. I can see someone pushing now. It's John Williams. I can see him pushing this machine furiously, number two, robbed of victory at the end of, 225 miles of racing, and the final mile, he's pushing this machine in, and I'm sure he's going to get a tremendous reception when he crosses this line. The crowds all the way up Glen Crutchley Road encouraging him, pushing, and here now is Tom Heron. Tom Heron, we start the watches because 50 seconds was the difference between Heron and Richards. John Williams still pushing this machine, another machine in view. Everyone now at the top end of the pits. That's number 49 crossing the line. John Williams is getting nearer, but it's painfully slow. It must be for him. I'm keeping an eye on the watch now for the difference between Tom Heron has finished some 23 seconds ahead of number four. 50 seconds was the difference between number 25. That's Katayama. Katayama has finished, but John Williams is still pushing this machine. Another machine in view now. And it's number 25. And I make it on my watch, and this is unofficial, that Tom Heron has 3 second advantage, but now the interest is on John Williams. You can no doubt hear the applause, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more. A tremendous cheer for him. What must probably the unluckiest of all finishes. John Williams, number two, and just listen to this applause.
And so John Williams struggled in after a 7-minute push to finish in seventh position. Tom Heron had won the senior TT by 3.4 seconds, and shortly after the race, I spoke to the happy Irishman.
Tom, the old Irish mate, congratulations.
Thanks very much, thank you.
What sort of a race was it for you?
absolutely perfect until the end of the fifth lap. In the nook, the chain jumped off. And I said, oh, here we go again. So I jumped off, put it on, and rode into the pits. And my mechanic, he adjusted it very quickly, and I got away again. And I didn't even know that I was third until Balaff Bridge, when Andrea gave me a sign. And I was 5 seconds down on Ian Richards. So it was all go.
So the message we got out to you quick enough anyway.
Yeah, perfect. Absolutely perfect. Yeah.
Of course, you wouldn't realise that you were dicing for first place, would you?
I didn't know who even had been leading the race, because every time I got aboard, it was second plus Billy or whoever it was that was in third place. And it was 1 minute 40 before the pit stop. And I just didn't know. I thought maybe it was Chas Mortimer. I just couldn't visualise who it was. I thought for sure it must be a 350 Yamaha, but it wasn't.
And then, of course, you saw John, pushing along Glencrutchery Road, did you?
Yeah, just coming over the line, I realised that it was John, but I still thought that I was trying to beat Ian for second place. I didn't, that didn't even, click in my mind.
So this is made up for the disappointment, without any doubt, that you had on Monday.
This is made up for all disappointments ever.
Tom, you're absolutely delighted. We're delighted for you, and very well done indeed for a great TT's aboard.
Thanks very much.
And so a dramatic race indeed, with just 28.2 seconds covering the first four. The results then of the 1976 Senior TT. First, Tom Herron, Yamaha, 105.15 miles an hour. Second, Ian Richards, Yamaha, 105.11. Third, Billy Guthrie, Danfei Yamaha, 104.84. Fourth, Takazumi Katayama, Yamaha, 104.77. Fifth, Roger Nichols, Beale Yamaha, 104.27. Sixth, John Eckerold, Paget Yamaha, 103.52 miles an hour. And in fact, the first 13 averaged over 100 miles an hour. And John Williams, despite that long push, finished seventh at 103.20 miles an hour. But let's once again hear John Williams on the quickest circuit of the course ever on Bray Hill. And once again, let's listen to some of the sounds that make the TT races in the Isle of Man the greatest race in the world. The scene is Parliament Square in Ramsey, and this is the sound of Tom Herron on his winning Yamaha, along with a gaggle of other machines, midway through the Senior TT.